This, for instance, did you ever milk cows, like when you bring them in from the pasture, but before you bring them into the barn, that would be the milk pen, like maybe just right down there?
Yeah, back when I was a boy, we didn't milk, bring them in the barn, then we milked them in a milk lot, we called it, milk lot.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot where we confined the cows, and we had a little stool where you could get down on your haunches, down on your, sit down on your heel and milk either one.
Uh-huh.
Your haunches, what do you call it, your haunches?
Sure, fine.
and milk, sit there and milk by hand, it's too poor.
What about a shelter enclosure for hogs and pigs?
Well, that'd just be about like the other, would be just a shelter for a hog shelter.
Would you ever call it something like a hog pen or a hog house or a hog room?
If they were confined, then you'd call it a hog house or a hog pen. Most would call it a pen, or anyway they're confined. But if they're not confined, if it's open, it would just be a hog shelter.
Uh-huh. And now, you mentioned before in dairy farming, what does the word dairy mean?
It means where you milk cows and produce milk and butter.
Mm-hmm. You'd ever did you ever have a place on the farm that where you might store milk and butter that you call a dairy? A little something maybe over a spring or a creek?
Yeah, we call that the spring house.
Mm-hmm.
Call that the spring house, or was it would be a house built over a spring, and that was back before we got the freezing units.
Mm-hmm.
We kept our milk in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd have a deep place for the buttermilk and the cream, a deep place in your spring house with concrete sides on it where the cold water from the spring ran around it.
Mm-hmm.
And
now,
that kept it cool. And my record here, looked up my record there a while ago before you came, 30 years ago, on Saturday, my wife and myself went to town, and we took 16 pounds of butter, 20 dozen eggs, we got 30 cents a dozen for the eggs, and I don't know what for the butter. But anyway, we kept that butter, that cream in the spring house then,
mm-hmm.
in the spring house, and had our churn, a big 10-gallon churn, mm-hmm. set in the corner and churned by hand. That's 30 years ago.
What, do you still make butter?
No, we sell in a tank milk. The tank truck comes in
days.
We have a big tank truck that holds several thousand gallons.
Uh-huh. How many head of cattle do you have?
We have now about 74 head on the farm.
What kind do you have?
A Holstein.
Uh-huh.
Almost purebred Holstein.
Oh, is that right? Do you have any other animals, or just
don't have only hogs, chickens, and poultry.
What kind of hogs do you have?
We have the Duroc, red hogs. Just for eating purposes. All we
uh-huh.
just keep bring them in. Just bought them the other day for winter. We butcher them long in January.
Oh, I see. You butcher your own.
Yeah. Just which we have a scalding bat, and we do our own butchering for home use, just for home use.
Mm-hmm.
And we have my wife and myself have a little poultry. We have about 100 pullets, and
mm-hmm.
get our eggs and buy our grocery with our eggs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
But the hog, now you slaughter a hog in the winter. How long does that last? You freeze it then, or?
Yeah, we have now in the smokehouse, have our hams hanging up in the smokehouse. We cure them. We cure them ourselves and hang them up in the smokehouse and bake them. Or if you don't want to do that, you can take them to the freezing unit and where they cure them. They can cure your bacon, cure your ham, and